This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today to 6th of next month. After the publication of draft electoral roll, citizens will have 1 month to submit claims and objections. The decision on the claims and objections will be resolved during the notice phase between 6th of January to 27th of February. The final publication of the electoral roll of Uttar Pradesh will be done on 6th of March. He said that all the enumeration forms have been received and digitized. Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the CSR conclave titled Role of Corporate Social Responsibility in Nutrition Security and Malnutrition Mitigation at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. The objective of the conclave is to deliberate upon collaborative, innovative and sustainable strategies to combat malnutrition among children. The event has been organized by the National Dairy Development Board. During the conclave, Mr. Shah will launch the third phase of the Gift Milk program under the Corporate Social Responsibility CSR initiative of Sail Bhilai Steel Plant, Chhattisgarh. Under this initiative, around 4,000 children studying in government schools located in the mining areas of Bhilai Steel Plant will get the benefit. The Supreme Court has directed the central government and the Employees Provident Fund Organisation, EPFO, to decide within 4 months on revising the wage ceiling under the Employees Provident Fund scheme, which has remained unchanged for the past 11 years. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Atul S. Chandurkar passed the directions while hearing a public interest litigation highlighting that the stagnant wage ceiling has resulted in a large section of workers being excluded from the ambit of the EPFO, a social welfare scheme intended to provide social security to employees in the organized sector. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar interacted with the participants of the French Indian Young Talents Program by the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, France, India, in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he discussed the transformations underway in the world and the importance of India-France collaboration in that context. The minister also met Executive Director of International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, and appreciated his assessment of the global energy scenario and his support for India's growth and development. Greenland Prime Minister Jens Frederik Nielsen rejected the fears of an imminent US takeover despite Trump's repeated interest. Nielsen's remarks came after US President Donald Trump has expressed interest in Greenland, calling it strategically vital to US defense days after a US military operation in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. Denmark and European allies have also warned about the serious security implications backing Greenland's sovereignty. In Bangladesh, atrocities against minorities continue as a Hindu businessman was shot dead in public by the unidentified assailants in Monirampur Upsila of Jessore last evening, triggering panic in the area and raising fresh concerns over law and order ahead of the elections. The victim was identified as Rana Kanti Bairagi, alias Rana Pratap, son of Tushar Kanti Bairagi of the Arua village in neighbouring Keshap Poor Upsila. Rana Pratap also served as the acting editor of Nareil-based daily BD Khobar. In another incident, a Hindu woman has alleged that she was gang-raped, tied to a tree and brutally tortured in Kaliganj Upsila of Jinaida district. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu will return to action at the Malaysia Open 2026 badminton tournament at the stadium Axiata Arena in Kuala Lumpur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.